make a person a chosid. We're not discussing that issue. We're discussing an understanding of what the wellsprings of chassidus were, what they tried to do, what they saw in human beings. That's what makes these things remarkable, and what made the revolution after the revolution remarkable. The final few things, I mean, we could spend weeks on this idea, I mean, rather on this topic, but we have to move on to other things as well. It'll become part of the story. But the final thing that we have to understand is that the Chassidim reawakened within the Jewish people the tremendous longings for the Mashiach and the Messianic era. They made it kosher again. You have to realize that after the Shabbosai Tzvi debacle, and after the disaster of Yaakov Frank, and after all the false messiahs, in Yiddish there's a great statement, that if you burn yourself on a hot soup, then you'll blow even if the soup is cold. Since they burned themselves so badly, so there was, from the time of Rabbi Yaakov Emden onwards, there was a strong negative approach towards any messianic ideas. And even though Jews believed in the Mashiach, and the Rabbonim certainly believed in the Mashiach and preached it, they did not preach the Mashiach as being immediate, or being feasible, or in the here and now. But rather they postponed Mashiach in the minds of the people, because they were afraid that one more disappointment, one more disaster, one more charlatan, the Jewish people would be unable to survive it. It would be such a calamitous blow from which there would be no recovery. And therefore, during the entire 1700s, the idea of the Mashiach was cool among the Jewish people. You see it in the writings, you see it in the drushes. The notable Yehuda, Rav Yecheskel Alevi Lando, was the Rav of Prague, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachomim of all time, who was a bitter anti-Chassid. He said very, very strong things against Chassidus. He mentioned that it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yeshorim Darche Hashem, the Pasuk in Hosea, that the ways of God are straight. So the Pasuk says, but tzadik vitzadikim yelchubom uposhim yikoshlubom. The righteous go in the ways of God and they are successful. And the Rosha, even if he goes down the good road, he falls. So he was so anti-Hasidic that he substituted the word v'chassidim for the word uposhim. He said, and the Hasidim will trip in the ways. And there are legends told about him that he took Hasidic sforim and put them down on the floor, violently anti-Hasidic, because he was afraid. He writes to his son in a letter once that he's afraid of the messianic quality of it. We can't afford another false messiah. And the Chassidim were able to revive, Chassidus was able to revive the belief in the Mashiach. And they're able to revive it in such a positive and healthy way that it no longer was a danger. It's one of the ironies, and we're going to discuss it. There's, in my mind at least, there's no doubt that the Zionist movement could not have been successful if it were not for Chassidus. And in fact, a great proportion of, especially of the left-wing socialists, were the sons and grandsons of very pious Chassidim, who had that Weltanschauung of a utopia, of a world that can be made better, of instant change. And the Chassidim believe that